You're up to the mission on Vav Amud Aleph. Ptsua daka ukru shofcha mutarim begiores and meshuchreres. By the way, there's in Sifrei Torah, how to write ptsua daka with an al rehei is one of the machloks in between Sifrei Torah. The Vavachers, I think, write it with a hey, and everybody else writes it with an aleph, or the opposite way. Start. An aleph. We write with an aleph, but the Babishers also write with a hey. And show us what exactly daka means. If daka is ptsua daka is referring to the beitzim, or ptsua daka is referring to crush, being crushed. So daka with a hey is crushed. And daka with an aleph is the toshu venosh ad daka was with an aleph. And docha, which means to crush, is with a hay. Okay, well, you could, whatever. Okay. Ptsua daka ukru shofcha mutarim begiores umeshuchreres ve'enem asurim ela milava b'hal shenemer lo yavo ptsua daka ukru shofcha bekahal Hashem. They can only be ushered to kahal, which is kosher Jews, but geirim ein kahal. Geirim is not called a kahal. And the shifachos mishuchraros is not called kahal, and therefore Ptsuadaka can marry a gioris or a mishuchreres. Okay, bo minem Rav Sheshes, Ptsuadaka kohen mau b'gioris or mishuchreres. A Ptsuadaka kohen, can he marry a gioris? A regular kohen can't marry a gioris because his kedushas kahuna. But over here, since he's a Ptsuadaka, and he, if he would be a Yisrael, he could marry people who are not a psulei kohen. We'll see what's that psulei kohen. So if he's a kohen, he loses kedusha. He no longer has kedushas kahuna legabe yichus, and therefore he can marry a gioris. The kedusha say koyvaser is he still remain in his kedusha, and he's aser. Al dilma labe kedusha say koy. Since he's a ptuadaka, so he loses his kedushas kahuna legabe yichus. Amar le Rav Sheshes tenisua. Rav Sheshes said it's a Mishnah. Ptsua daka Yisrael mutar ben Nesina. Right? A Ptsua daka Yisrael is mutar with a Nesin. Now Nesin is psule kol. A regular Jew is not allowed to marry a Nesin. Right? Nesin are the Givonim. Right? From the Shiva Soamim. The Yisrael kadaita the Ketusha se koi. Right? Ikri kan lo sishatin bon. Right? L'chore if he still has his Kedushas Yisrael, he can't marry Psulei Kol. So you see over here, he could marry somebody who's Pasul to someone else, therefore he loses his Kedushas Yisrael Legabe Yuchsin. Still a Jew, a Psuadaka. But he loses, just like the Kohen, still a Kohen. But he loses his Kedushas Yichus of Kahuna, so the Jew loses Kedushas Yichus of Yisrael, and he mainly can marry in a sin. What?
If he gets cured,
if it's shy, it could be cured, like the cases where it was cured. Yeah, lechor ben izoser to. Okay, right. Then lechor has a divorce. Yeah. Just like if he was married when he was well, and he became ruptsuadak, he has to get divorced in his life too. So okay, let's see Rashi till here. Mutarim begioris meshuchrorim the lo ikru kahal. Kahal Geirim is not called a Kahal. Same thing with the Shivcha Mishuchreres. Kohe. Avo Kohen Kosher also Begioris and Mishuchreres. Mishum Zona. Shinivalo Mikoda. We read a Machlokas before. Talk of whether a Gioris is Apostle Mishum Zona, and therefore she's only Osir if she got converted after 3 years old. Or it's a special Isser of a Gioris to a Kohen, and she's Osir even if she was Megayer before 3 years old. Mitzuadaka Kohen, she also be Israelis, Mahu Lisa Gioris. Now he's also Mitzuadaka Kohen can't marry a regular Jewish, can he marry a Gioris? Mitzuadaka Israel, Hochi Garcina, Mitzuadaka Mutter Benesina, below Garcina Kohen. Talking about a Kohen over here, talking about a regular Jew marrying a Nesina. Nesina, Mizayin Umos Hain, Minagivonin, from the Shiva Sa'amim, that says, Los Ischatin Bob. If you hold that a Ptsuadaka remains with his Kedusha, Legabe Yuchsin, Hechi Shori Yisrael Benesina, Hoksi Lot Tishatimba. So Mora says, Omar Rava. So Rava said to Rav Sheshes, no, Atu Hasam Ishum Kedusha Velav Kedusha. Over there by a Nesin, the reason you can't marry a Nesin has nothing to do with whether Kedusha or not Kedusha. Dilma Molid Ben Va'azu Polach Lavodis Chachavim. Right? That over there we're afraid, the Torah says, the reason why you can't marry one of the Shiva Sa'amim, because you'll have a son, right? Your daughter will marry one of these Goyim, and she'll have a son that'll go to be over the Avodah Zarah, and the son is Jewish. So you're going to end up having a grandson who's an over the Avodah Zarah. That only applies when they're Goyim, when they're over the Kochavim. He Megayri be Yisrael Sharu. But if they're Megayr, then they're what's it called? A Yisrael can marry Min HaTorah, one of the Shiva Sa'amim who are Megayr. How they're allowed to be Megayr is a different question. But if they're Megayr, like by the Givonim, they tricked us. And they were Megayr, and we accepted them. So their gear is a gear. So then they're not Obdei Avodah Zarah anymore. They're Mekayim Mitzvahs. So then Min HaTorah, you're allowed to marry them. For Rabbanan who the Gazra Behu. It's only an Issa the Rabbanan to marry a Givoni. They converted. So they, what's it called, are only awesome in the Rabbanan. The Chigazra Behu Rabbanan Bahanak Dibnei Aludei. Avohai Dilab Bar Aludei Lo Gazra Behu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only were Gozer Kein Doraisa. Since the Issa Doraisa was predicated on having children, they're going to be Obdei Avodah Zarah. So only a Nesin that could have children is awesome in the Rabbanan. But a Nesin who can't have children anyway, so Kein Doraisa, since the Iker reason that the Torah says not to marry for the Shiva So'amit is he shouldn't have a child for Avodah Zarah, so Mamela, they didn't answer Nesinim who couldn't have children. Mursa Zelomayata Mamzer Devari Lude Hachinami Da'aser V'hatnan Mamzerim U'Nesinim U'Tarim Lovel Zabazet. That's the case, right, that a Mamzer who, what's it called, who can have children should be Osir, and it says that a mamzer is allowed to marry in a sin, right? Ela ki gozer rabbanan b'ksheri b'psulim lo gozer rabbanan. Then they asked and a sin, they only asked him to a kosher Jew, but to a apostle Jew not. So mele to a doctor's apostle, and a mamzer is also apostle. Rashi. Atu hasam. It's not because you can't marry the guy because you're Kodesh and he's not Kodesh. That's not the reason the Torah says. Right? And what's it called? Even if they're Megayer, it's Osir. So really the reason is like this. The Pasuk's talking when they're Goyim. Right? It's not that they're Jews who are less Kodesh or whatever. They're not Jews. So that you can't marry. Avon is Gai Rushori. But Minat Torah, if they're Megayah, you could marry them. The Hada Omer Rabban in Yisrael Kosher Lo Yisun Asin Agzeiruhu. The Gozer. Can I read him Bahai Pirka? David, Gozer Aleim. David made Agzeiruhu on the Nesinim. The Chi Gozer Rabbanim Bahani Dibnei Aludei Ninu. The time of Mishum Ilude. Since the Torah said the reason that Ki Yosser has been Chomeachorai, that they're gonna make your grandson and over Avodah Zarah. So since the Torah mentioned the idea, the Rabbanan only answered where there could be children when they're Megayer. Elamiyata Mamzer Devar Iludehu V'Muzer Al Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Umediorai So Asur Bavodes Kochavim Hachinami Dosim and the Rabbanan Besina. According to that, a mamzer who could have children should be also with a nesin who is megayer, and we know this is not true. He's mutter. The psulim, the Gemara says, Rava said no. The psulim gozru. Kigom psuadako mamzer lo gozru rabbanan. Mishum the milsud lo shchicha him. Apostle is milsud lo shchicha, something not usual, and by unusual things, rabbanan didn't make their gzera. Inami shalohay sazug gzera mishum iser elafi shalohayu rachmim. Omer David ruin l'shav Yisrael behem l'chein lo asher es apsulim. Right? That another reason why David asked them is because they didn't have rachmanis. They weren't rachmanim, and therefore Klal Yisrael are rachmanim, b'nei rachmanim. They're not fit to mix together with full fledged Jews. But psulim they could mix together with. Hadar Amar Rava Lab Milsehi. Right, what I said is not true. B'yosim Ovdikol Chavim Les Luchasnes. Right, if they still are Goyim, it can't be Lo Shishchatein Vam. Is talking where they're not converted, because there's no Chasnes by a Goy. So the Pasuk can't be talking when they're still Goyim. Nisgayru Islu Chasnes. But if they're Megayer, then they, what's it called? Then there is a din of chitun in them. Rashi, lav milsi the amri dokim the kro biyosim of the kachodim. I said the pasuk's talking when they're goyim, but when they convert, minat Torah they're mutter. It can't be the biyosim of the kachodim less luchasnas. Elavade kro begerim ksiv umishum kedushahi with the sharinim ptsuadaka benesin nashmamino alabik dushasekoi. No, it is a raya. Rav Sheshis is right that the Isser is not when they're goyim. When they're goyim, stomach is an Isser. But the Isser of Los Ischating Bom is even if they're Megayer, where there's possible chasana, they're what's it called still, it's Osir. That's Osir min HaTorah to marry a Nisin, not because of Gzera Darabonin, but because of Kedusha. Kedusha's Israel can't mix with the lower Kedusha of a Ger Nisin. That the Torah Osir, because they're from the Shiva Sa'amim. And Shiva Sa'amim is also for a regular Jew to marry, even if they're Megayer. They only can marry Psuvim. And you see that what's it called, that a Psuadaka could marry a Nisin. So therefore, a Kohen who is a Psuadaka loses his Kedusha, just like a Jew who is a Psuadaka loses his Kedusha, like Rav Sheshi said. Mora says, Moshe Rav Yosef, Ayishchat in Shlomo is Bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Right? L'chora, what's it called, how's it Shayach, that it says Chasana, that Shlomo married Bas Paro, Mashmi, he did it when she was a Goya. How could there be a Chasana about that? Chitun? We're saying now that Chitun can't be when they're still Goya. So you see, the Pasuk could say Chasana by a Goya. Giure Gaira. No, he's Megaira her. Ay, v'holo kiblu gerim, lo b'me Dovid and Shlomo. Right? They weren't Makabel gerim in the time of Dovid and Shlomo. So how could he be Megaira her? Where says, no, midi hu taima ela l'shulcha melochit. The reason they weren't Makabel Gerim, they made Dovid v'shlomo, because we were afraid they weren't doing it l'shem shamayim, but they were doing it because Jews were choshev, and they wanted to, what's it called, to be zochel l'shulcha melochit. In the time of Dovid and Shlomo, Klal Yisrael were at a high point of their history. And we were afraid that any gerim, the one that had come, wanted to come shalol shem shemayim, like the Russians gerim in Eretz Israel. They wanted because they get the zechuyot to be olim, so they're not doing shem shemayim.
But they stayed behind as gerim.
What?
But the daughters, those princesses of Shlomo, remained even. So
it's
even the
advocate's
okay.
No, so it's saying halot shlichalei. Mara says they didn't need that. Right, what's it called? Bas Paro didn't need to become a Gioris to get Shulchan Malachim. So although Bas Paro could convert, the whole reason why not to convert is because they wanted to up their status. But Bas Paro wasn't upping her status by marrying Shlomo, and therefore her Gioris was a good Gioris even the Chatzila. Versus the Tepik Leido Mitzvah Rishona, even if she converted, how did Shlomo marry her? She was a Mitzvah Rishona. And it's also to marry a Gioris Mitzri, first generation. The Chitema Hanach Asli, the Alma of Ahaniachrininu, that the Mitzrim are not the same Mitzrim anymore. Right? That the Mitzrim went into Golis, and the people who took over their place in Mitzrayim were not Mitzrim. V'hatanya, Omer of Yehuda, Min Yomin Ger Mitzri, Hoyeli Chover, Mitalmidi Rabbi Akiva, Omer Ani Mitzri Rishon, Venososi Mitzri Rishona, Osi lebni mitzvah shniya kadeshia ben bni roy lova bakal. Minyomin, who was a ger mitzri, said, I had a chaver who was also a ger mitzri, who said that I married a first generation gioris mitzri, so my child was a second generation. I'll marry my, what's it called, my child to a second generation gioris mitzris, so their child will be mutter lova bakal, dor shlishi yovelem, the third generation come in. But if I marry him to a first generation gioris mitzris, she's going to be posel, because it goes after the psul, which means my grandchild will only be a second generation, since his mother was a first generation. So make sure that his mother is a second generation and his father is a second generation, so the child will be a third generation. So you see that what's it called? The mitzvim were still in their proper place. They're considered a ger mitzri. We don't say that the mitzrim, what's it called, are different people who are in Mitzrayim now. It's the same people. Omra papa no mi shlomo leko v'nosiv. Shlomo lo nosiv. Right? Get asked from Shlomo. What are you asking? How could he marry Basparo? She was a mitzri shlomo. He didn't marry her. Midi the chsiv be minagoyim asher omra Hashem v'nei Yisrael lo savo bohem v'hem lo yavo bohem. Right? Ochein yatu es levavtem acharei Eloheihem bohem dovak shlomo li'ava. Not even marry her. He just lived with her. She was, what's it called, out of wedlock. So he never married her. Right? He still lived with her. Elakasha vayishchatein. Right? It says vayishchatein. He did marry her. Right? Basparo. Mitoch ava yisera sho'ava ma'lo lavakosu givin shchatein bo. Since he lived with her, he treated her like a wife. So it's as if he married her. Okay, Rashi v'tepek lei dafilu gira mitzvus v'shonahi. Rashi over here? Yeah, no. Lo kiblu gerin kashu midei hutayma hai de lo kiblu gerin elamishum de lo havi megari el shulchan malach. They didn't do it l'shem shemayim. They did it because they wanted to up their status. Ho bas paro lav tzricha lo hachi shari bas melech leisa. She didn't need to up her status by marrying Shlomo. V'tepek lei dafilu gira mitzvus v'shonahi vafilu hachi kari lechashinus. Maisa is still, you see that she was a mitzvah Rishoni. Why is it called a chasana? Yeah. So Tosha says over here, Lamaisa, even a mitzvah Rishona, but it's only Chayde Lavin, Kedushin is Chal, it could be called chasanas, right? The question therefore is not how could it say that he married her, but why did he marry her? Tosha says the question is on Shlomo. How could he marry her? She's a mitzvah Rishona. So Rashi learns the kasha is how could it say vayishchatein? She's a mitzvah rishon. So says that's not a kasha. Kedushin is tofish on a what's it called on chayvei lavi. Hanechazli alma mesu v'tovu me paro. The original Egyptians were gone. They died and were drowned in the time of Paro. The chiizur rachmona me'erev rav. And when the Torah asked a mitzri, it meant the mitzrim who came out of Mitzrayim with the Jews in the erev rav. But the Mitzrim who were back in Mitzrayim, they weren't the original Mitzrim anymore. They were so other nations came and took their place. The Hani Achrinim knew Umusacherim Bo V'Yoshu Biarzo. Mercy is not true. Osi Levni Mitzvah Shnia Sheim Asiena Mitzvah Rishona Yehi Benoa Sheni La Yamrinu Bepirkin Halach Acher Psulin Alma Lo Ozdu V'Alma V'Hani Mitzrim Nino. That they're regular Mitzrim in the time of the Gemara. We know, even though the Gemara says that Sisra Sanchorev came. Sanchorev came and was mevalbo kol ha'umos. So the chora, why are the mitzrim considered mitzrim? Because the Gemara says that we'll see later that the mitzrayim, it says the Rabban Shalom put them into galus, but he made them go back. So the original mitzrim came back to Mitzrayim, even though Sanchorev displaced people and exchanged one people with another, but the mitzrim remained the mitzrim. With them. How he's allowed to do that is another question. But the Maisa Shlomo Melech was not, did never marry these goyim. He just was mezana with them. Dovak Shlomo li'ava v'lo li'ishus. He didn't marry them, he just loved them. Omar li Ravinu Ravashi. The Mishnah says that they're mutter in a Gioris and Meshuchreris, but Mashmal in a sin, they're also only a Gioris and Meshuchreris, who they're not to a regular Jew is mutter to, they're mutter to also Petsua Daka, right? Mashmal in a sinna, which a regular Jew is also, he's also also to. Right? It says that what's it called? They're only also to marry a regular Jew. Mashma, everybody else there are mutter to marry. It's not a regular Jew. Mashma is sin that she is mutter. You can't learn from our Mishnah either way. From the Reisha, it's Mashma the Rosser Benesin, and the Seifa is Mashma the Mutter, and therefore our Mishnah is Oraya, and that Braisa that says is Mutter is Lahalocha. Rashi, Bahanan lo Tanan Hochi, Kihach Masnisa, like that Braisa, the Tani Lael, Ptua Daka Murta Benesina, Gioris Meshuchrerasin, Kli Yisrael, Kosher Nami Shamra, regularly spoken, also marry Gioris Meshuchreras. So to a daka can marry them too, even though he can't marry a full fledged a miyuchas yid. Habenasina also to Israel Ma'ali the Kedushas Eklai. Mashal the to a daka still remains with Kedushas Yuchsin. Mar says no, it's no raya because in the Seifas Mashal that he only is not allowed to marry a miyuchas Jew. Everybody else he could, including in a sin. So from the Mishnah he can't be medayik, and the Braisa therefore is the authority. What? Yeah. Well, some were yidden, not loved up, but the pasuk says that he married a lot of goyim too. Well, the Torah said not. No, he didn't. According to this, he didn't marry them. He just lived with them.
But maybe Bestin or his Bestin was a Sanhedrin or not Makabel. Yeah, but Bestin had Yotis for Makabel. So with the abbots, once they took it, he took it. You can't knock them out. They remained as Gerim.
Yeah, but the Eved also, everybody holds it, they weren't Makabal then, but for some reason the days of Makabal.
Yeah, but that's not had Yomis. Maybe Shlomo, Davis and Shlomo.